your doll out of his bonnet. Lean back and stay a while now with this monitor.
Where in this half hour you'll hear the best in sports, comedy, and music. I'm Ed McMahon. In 4 minutes, laugh with Nichols and May. Roger Williams. It's called Love Me Forever, and it's new.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Get some soon.
Next, Dacron by DuPont, a man's way to stay neat with style, presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll hear from Nichols and May in just 1 minute.
Weather so hot, you want to holler? Easy look like $1 million. Wear a suit that's made with Dacron. The only way to keep your cool, man. Goodbye, wrinkle. Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness. Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man. Fabric is right up to the minute. When a suit has Dacron in it, name your style and pick your brand. The choice is best in all the land. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, Dacron polyester, man. Boy, DuPont.
See fine tailored suits with Dacron at your favorite store now. And now, Nichols and May on the telephone.
information.
Operator, give me the number, please, of George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive.
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
Just one moment. I will look that number up for you.
Right. Thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry a little bit.
I am looking the number up for you.
I don't mean to rush you at all. It's just that I'm terrifically late and I...
That number is...
Hello? Hello? Operator? Hello?
Information. Hello? Information.
Operator, you collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to
you. Yeah, miss, listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. See, I know it's in there, and I wouldn't bother you about a dime, operator. In this case, miss, it's my last dime. I have no change.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind.
No. Look, miss, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Just one moment. I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much.
Information supervisor, can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Bell Telephone has stolen my last dime. That's what it comes down
just
to.
A minute,
and, well, you stole
sir.
It. I put it in the telephone and you took
minute,
it away.
You know.
It's my
Bell Telephone wouldn't
miss,
steal your dime.
They have stolen my dime.
Bell Telephone doesn't need your dime.
Well, I know. That's exactly
Bell Telephone
my point.
Gets millions of dimes every day. They wouldn't pick out your dime.
Well, they stole it. Damn it, they stole it. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, I could connect you with the managing supervisor, Miss Jones.
Yes.
Who wouldn't be able to help you either. I mean, you run and give it a whirl.
Miss Jones, please. And please hurry.
Just hold the line.
Managing supervisor, Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
What is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Oh. Miss Jones, a long time ago, one of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
Yes. As I explained to her, I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I don't usually do this.
Bell Telephone will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
If this is true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Jones.
Our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You can simply give me the name of the party you're calling. I can look that number up for you.
Grand. The name is George Kaplan.
One moment.
Yes.
That number is Fairfax 91975.
1975. Tell me what to do.
Hold on to your receiver.
Right, check, right.
Until you hear the dial tone.
Wait for the dial tone.
Then dial your number,
dial
sir.
Dial as I ordinarily
would. You have a
would.
Free call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
This is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.
Monitor on Stage will feature more of Nichols and May tomorrow. Now a word about fine tailored suits with Dacron. Next time you shop for a suit or a sport jacket, say, I'd like to see something unusual in Dacron and Worsted. Then sit back and enjoy yourself. Cool, press-holding blends of Dacron polyester and wool worsted give you an unparalleled choice of colors, patterns, and superbly fitting models. Enjoy this delightful dilemma as you try to pick your favorite suit and sport jacket with Dacron.
When you shop for suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, by DuPont.
You are on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Listen to the man, the service station man. Listen to the man with the pure old lady plan.
If your car has the new 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty, help keep your warranty effective with a new Purolator every time a filter change is due. Purolator filters meet or exceed the requirements of all new car warranties. They give your engine the best possible protection because a Purolator filters all the oil all the time, as much as 20 quarts a minute, and not all filters are that effective. So be sure with your new car warranty. Change your oil regularly and put in a new Purolator every time a filter change is due.
When you change your oil, when the change is due, listen to the man and change your Purolator too. Listen.
Time to check your watch, clock, or sundial. It's 19 minutes after the hour. I'm Ed McMahon, and Monitor keeps your weekend rolling along with music.
I saw you smiling as if I could forget, and we were lovers the moment that we met, and we would wander, content to wander through the golden summer with nothing to regret, and we were happy that moment in our lives, and through my sadness that happiness survived, and I remember as the years go by till the day I die, that we were lovers. And I'll remember as the years go by till the day
of Grace Markey. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Joe.
Did you know that baseball players and boxing champions have something in common? Well, they do. And I'll be back to discuss that after this from the Great American Insurance Companies.
Finlay Press, Finlay speaking.
Hey, Finn. How about knocking off work this afternoon and taking in the ball game? I got an extra ticket.
Oh, boy. Sorry, can't make it. Important day to you.
Well, what's so important?
This insurance agent for Great American is coming over with a new package deal they worked up for me.
What do you mean, worked up for you?
Great American makes up a policy especially for print shops, like mine. You wouldn't believe the things that come up here. Like...
Yeah, I know. We all got our problems.
So, this policy's for my problem, not somebody else's.
Sounds very fancy. I wish I could afford special insurance for my shop.
You can. My agent says it'll cost me less than what I got now.
Yeah? Well, maybe I ought to see this guy. What company?
Great American.
Over the years, I've had some fun with the fact that boxing champions all seem to have one thing in common: the ability to guess wrong on the outcome of a fight. I don't mean one that they were involved in personally, but fights involving other men. When it came to boxing, Joe Louis had one of the most distinguished careers in the history of the sport. When it came to predictions, Joe usually fared badly. Well, it occurred to me that this might be a good time for me to examine how baseball players did in the business of predicting. In 1960, Sport Magazine published the results of a poll of players and managers before the season started. I decided that since that was the last season when both leagues were made up of 8 teams, it might be a good idea to take those predictions and match them up with what happened when the season was over. Let's start off with the pennant races. In the National League, 71 players picked the Braves to win, but they wound up second. 55 players picked the Giants, who finished fifth. 14 players said Los Angeles would win it, but the Dodgers wound up fourth. The Pirates won the pennant that year and won it by 7 games. You know how many votes they got for first place? 3. In the American League, the Yankees were the choice of 57 voters, and they won it. Baltimore, a solid choice to finish sixth, wound up in second place that year. The players were asked to vote on a most valuable player as well as a batting champion. In the National League, Hank Aaron was the choice to win both. Aaron hit .292 that year and wound up 11th in the MVP voting. Both honors went to Dick Groda, the Pirate, and there was evidently no voter who gave him a shot at either title. In the American League, the voters came a lot closer. In the MVP division, the choice was Mickey Mantle, who wound up losing out to teammate Roger Maris by the margin of 3 points. Maris hadn't gotten a vote in the preseason poll. The players figured that Harvey Keene would be the leading batter, but despite a .308 average, Keene wound up fifth, while Pete Runnels led the league. Runnels didn't get a vote either. When it came to home runs, the players proved to be experts. The American League choice was Mickey Mantle, and he won it with 40. In the National League, the players picked Ernie Banks, and they were right again, as Banks hit 41. The pitchers proved to be a real mystery. The preseason prediction was that the top pitchers would be Detroit's Frank Larry and San Francisco's Sam Jones. Larry had a .500 year, and Jones was 18-14, but didn't lead the league in a single department. This time of year, a lot of people are filling out blanks with the same kind of preseason predictions. If you're one of them and you need help, my advice is to ask anyone except an expert. It looks like baseball players and boxing champions do have something in common after all. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shake up, make it wake up with the bold green Vigoro, Vigoro. The bold green Vigoro, Vigoro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Enjoy sports more. Listen to Joe Garagiola every weekend on Monitor, every weekday on NBC Radio. By the way, how about that one-hitter yesterday by Red Sox rookie pitcher Bill Rohr? In case you missed the details, he was one strike away from a no-hitter when Elston Howard whacked a clean single into right with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. One newscaster called Rohr's effort a rendezvous with frustration. In a related effort, New York's Mayor Lindsay tossed out the first ball. 2 days earlier, he did the same thing for the Mets opener. A baseball reporter thus said, quote, the mayor pitched after only 2 days' rest.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden. I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
you
what...
You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What
you couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your Cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. Now a Monitor News special. The jury debating the fate of Richard Franklin Speck, the itinerant seaman and drifter charged with the brutal slaying of 8 nurses in Chicago the grim night of July 13th, has returned. For its verdict, we switch directly to Charles McEwen, NBC Monitor News, outside the courtroom in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay. Appeals returned a death verdict for Richard Franklin Speck. It took the 7 men and 5 women just 49 minutes to reach their decision. In Illinois, all jurors must sign the death verdict. Speck showed no emotion when the verdicts were read for all 8 indictments. In the courtroom when the verdict was announced were the fathers of 5 of the slain nurses and other members of their families. In pleading Before the death penalty in his closing arguments, Prosecutor William Martin said, if ever there was a proper case for the death penalty, this is it. And Speck, he said, knew it himself because he attempted suicide several days after the crime last summer. Terrell McEwen, NBC News, at the Speck murder trial in Peoria.
Monitor, your listening companion all across the nation. KCBC, Lubbock, Texas, is NBC for the South Plains of Texas. Hello, Lubbock. A brief pause now while all the stations along the line say hello, and we'll be right back. This is Ed McMahon.
This is Springtime Monitor, the program that never strikes out on the NBC Radio Network.